At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's actually just me, Matt Scraby, here with you for the rest of the show. We got some good stuff that Tony and I did for later in the show. We're also going to hear again from Sammy Lev, who was on with us earlier on his day off. I really appreciate him doing that after having a doubleheader yesterday and then having to host on Tuesday after the game was postponed. So Sammy Lev, one of the hardest working guys in the building. And I just walked around the building. I'm literally the only one here. It's very weird to be the only one in a radio station because usually there are a ton of people that are moving around in a radio station, but I did a lap and saw no one. So it is just me and all of you out there. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Staples. Now, we have lots to talk about here as we're updating the news from the day. And one of those things would be Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz is under investigation over alleged gambling. And we talked about this a little bit earlier at 3 p.m., but basically two bets were flagged by an independent service, and it was flagged because two pitches received out of character or out of the norm bets. And so one of the pitches, the bet was this: top of the third inning, first pitch is either a ball or a hit batsman. And so if you look, Luis Ortiz, top of the third inning on that day that the bet was made for that game, he throws a ball. And it's really bad. It's like all the way to the backstop. It's a pass, or it's a wild pitch. And then a couple weeks later, he has another one where there was another bet made, top of the second or whatever. I might be getting the innings transposed, but he, again, throws a ball. So he's on paid leave, but he's under investigation. And this could be really something that could end his career for sure if he's found to be betting and, you know, manipulating the game. But this, like, does not surprise me at all because people are always trying to figure out a way to fix the system and or not fix the system, but manipulate the system. And so, again, I'm not saying this happened, but the playbook for this would be a better out there gets to Luis Ortiz and they come up with a way to make sure that he doesn't, you know, get any attention for what he's doing. But at the same time, they could both make money. Now, again, I'm not saying that that's what Luis Ortiz did. We're going to be learning a lot more as we go on. But betting is, and I wanted to say this because we were getting a little pushback earlier about us having a betting segment on the show and in our company accepting money from different sports betting websites. But like, I have always said this, and I have been 100% clear that you can bet. People are allowed to bet, and I if it's legal in your state, I have no issues with people being allowed to bet. I have issues with the betting services and the sports betting companies. I have issues with them preying on people who might be down in their luck and they're just trying to win their money back. Like, there are certain ways that these sports betting companies prey on people where they see someone who's betting hundreds of dollars, hundreds if not thousands of dollars. And then they know that they're an active bettor, so they're going to send them an email and say, hey, because you spent so much money with us, we're going to get you $500 free to keep betting. Well, what happens is that $500 free is not actually real money. It's just basically game credit or tokens for like an arcade. And you end up not being able to withdraw that money as cash. And then once you run out of that money, then you put your own money in there. And so that's their way of getting you. And those are sent to certain users. And I've even read stories about certain users just continually getting these emails of free cash and not really paying attention to the consequence of taking the free cash. So I, again, I'm not saying that betting is wrong. I personally don't do much sports betting at all, but I do have daily fantasy, like FanDuel. There's another one called Better, Underdog. And I was just reading in the break that the Attorney General of California said that those types of betting services are illegal in California because you're not allowed to bet here. So it's not going to change the law or anything like that. But his opinion saying that these daily fantasy betting services are not, they do not fall under the legality of California sports betting. So that might be something that we have to take it, we have to look into as we go forward. I don't know what the difference, honestly, for me, I don't know what the difference between daily fantasy and then betting on a spread is. I mean, I know the difference, but it's still betting to me. But I do those things. Like on Sundays during the NFL season, I would go on these daily fantasy apps, FanDuel. I'll set my lineup and I'll enter the contest for $5, $10 or something like that. And then I'll have fun throughout the day checking in on the results and everything. But that's where I stop, is I spend my $5 or $10, and if I don't win any money, I'm not like putting more money in. I'm not trying to double up my bets, all that stuff. Like, but that's what some people are doing, and it's going to get them into trouble. But I am really, really fascinated to see what happens with Luis Ortiz. Now, again, I don't know if he's doing anything wrong. I don't know if it was just a coincidence that all this happened. I'm doubting it's a coincidence, but we'll see what happens. Tucapita Marcano made over 400 bets on baseball and was banned for life. So, you know, they take this very seriously. And if Luis Ortiz is found, again, I'm saying if Luis Ortiz is found as being guilty of manipulating the game in order to win a bet, you better believe that Major League Baseball is going to come down on him hard, and they're going to make an example out of him. Tucapita Marcano, they made an example out of him by banning him for life, but no one really knows Tucapita Marcano because he wasn't really a player that was at the Major League level for a long time. Luis Ortiz, people, you know who Luis Ortiz is. He is a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. So he is a guy that they could make an example out of, like, hey, you even want to think about fixing a bet or manipulating the game, this is what's going to happen to you. But I'm going to really keep an eye on this going forward because it is pretty fascinating to me, I would say. I don't know if it fascinates anyone else out there, but I definitely find this to be like the blueprint for what's going to happen going forward. I mean, betting has been around for so long anyway, so it's not like, I know that we say these things are going to rise because there's more instances of betting nowadays, but I can't say that now, because we are allowed to bet so freely, that this is why players are going to be doing this more and more. Players are probably doing this anyway, and some of them are probably a lot smarter than others in how they're hiding things. But manipulating a game is kind of crazy. If Luis Ortiz did throw these balls and they were called balls and that was part of the bet, that's crazy to me. That's like shoeless Joe Jackson crazy to me, which we talked about a little bit earlier. Padres off day today. They are going to be back at it tomorrow against the Rangers. And we talked about the Padres' approach earlier today and how in game one of the doubleheader yesterday, they drew 9 walks, they scored 6 runs, and they got the 5 runs in the second inning when Manny was able to clear the bases with a double. I I do and I don't understand how they're able to go from that performance in the same day and go to the next game and completely go away from that strategy. Now, I know that the Abel was the pitcher for the Phillies in the first game. He was not throwing strikes. He was not even close to the zone. So it was very easy for these guys to just let him throw balls and then walk. And so I will take two runs off of walking in guys. That's fine. The Padres need runs in any way possible. That's fine. But I can understand a little bit how when they go into the second game, they're facing Christopher Sanchez, who is very good. He's a lefty, and he was very good yesterday. He's been great all year. So he's not throwing balls. And when you get into a point where you're like trying to count, you're trying to drive the pitch count up, it's not going to work against Christopher Sanchez because he's throwing a bunch of strikes. He threw 85 pitches yesterday, 60 for strikes. And so you're not able to kind of sit back a little bit like they were in game one with Abel and take the walks. Because by the time you sit back, you might be down 0-2 or 1-2 or something like that. But Christopher Sanchez was so good yesterday, they had to be swinging early and often. And they did take the lead in the first inning, when Jackson drove in Fernando Tatis Jr. and Jackson Merrill. That was a good thing to see because we were all kind of thinking, hey, are they ever going to hit with runners in scoring position again? Are they ever going to? Doesn't seem like they're going to, but yesterday they were able to do that, and then we all know what happened next. It just didn't end well for them. They lost 5-1. But when the Padres are at their best, and I've said this on the Scraby Show a million times, it's line drives and it's keeping the line moving. It's taking what is given to you. And Mike Schilt said that. Yesterday, after the game, he said that they need to be taking what is given to them, and they need to be using that, because sometimes you press a little bit and you're swinging at pitches you shouldn't swing at. But Mike Schilt knows that this is a problem for them, and Mike Schilt knows that they're going to have to talk more. They're going to have to talk more strategy, because what they're doing right now is not working on a consistent basis. And that's the problem. They can go from the first game of the doubleheader, look great at the plate, draw 9 walks, into facing a good pitcher and not being able to do much of anything at all, which does happen. It does happen. But Mike Schilt, here's his quote from after the game about how important it is to let the game come to them. He said, if we do that, this team is going to be virtually unstoppable. It really is. We were very stingy. Weren't going to give them anything that wasn't on the plate. Amazing job. If we're stingy like that, you know there's no absolute in this game. But if you do that with the talent we have in the zone, then we're going to be a very dangerous team. We've done it. Listen, the game can be challenging when guys are painting on both sides of the plate and they're a little bit off of it. Hitters can tend to expand, but we got back to being stubborn today. That was after the first game. Second game, exactly what he was saying. The game can be challenging when guys are painting both sides of the plate and they're a little bit off of it. Like that tells me that that's their whole offense right now in a nutshell. If they're able to expand the zone a little bit, and if they're able to not swing at close pitches, and hopefully, you know, not the close strike pitches, but the balls, they're going to be a dangerous team, because they can hit for power when they get a pitch that they like. And it's been frustrating. Like, as a guy who didn't play college baseball or pro baseball or anything like that, it's hard for me to, like, understand how it goes so poorly from one game to the next. But they were really good in one game. They were not so good in the next game. But it's all about how they're approaching it. And yesterday, in the second game, they didn't have much of a chance against Christopher Sanchez. He was going to be that good anyway, so they had to go away from their game, and look what happened. They ended up losing, and they ended up losing convincingly, even though Dylan Cease pitched an okay game. Like, Dylan Cease, I don't know what it is about Dylan Cease, but he's just not able to get through that lineup the second time without giving up a bunch of runs, and it's very un-Dylan Cease-like, very weird that the Pitching Whisperer, I'm sure that they've been talking about this and going through it, but the Pitching Whisperer hasn't been able to figure it out either. So hopefully they're able to figure out before the end of the season for sure, because Dylan Cease is really good first time through, really bad second time through, and really, really good third time through. It's just very strange to see those splits. All right, I'm Matt Scraby. This is Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Tony Gwynn Jr. off dinner on the diamond, and Chris Ello has the day off. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Now, when we get back, we're going to keep talking about the Padres' approach, but Jackson Merrill said something yesterday that proves to me he is going to be a good big leaguer for many, many years ahead. I will tell you what he said next on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I just found an article in the break that we're going to talk about before the end of the show, because I had heard about the Diamondbacks fan who interfered with the Giants earlier this week, I believe it was, and he like reached over the fence. Well, the Diamondbacks fan has spoken out, and he has a wild opinion about this whole thing. He even says that he followed in the footsteps of someone who really, really likes to go to ballparks around the country and steal baseballs from little kids. Now, he didn't say that last part, but he said that he like models himself after someone that I cannot believe anyone would model themselves after. I can't believe it. So we'll get into that a little bit later, because it is insane that this fan feels that way. I can't even believe it. But that's how people are these days. That's how people are. All right. Before the break, I said that Jackson Merrill said something yesterday that makes me think he's going to be a good big leaguer for a very long time. And here's what he said. Just after, you know, 1 year after having success his rookie season, you know, he's made strides, and he's also stepped back a little bit. And mostly I would say that he has stepped back a little bit in the hitting department, because he started the season great, had that hamstring injury, and then things have been so-so ever since. Now, his defense has gotten better this year, and he put in, it seems to me, that he put in a ton of work in the offseason on his defense, and it shows. I mean, that catch the other night, I think it was, oh, man, why am I forgetting names today? I can't remember who it was. I know who it is, too, because he's on Chris's fantasy team. Kepler. He robbed Kepler of a home run. That was pretty awesome. He covers a lot of ground. Tony was saying that he takes better routes. So his defense is up to snuff, and it's getting better. But here's where Jackson Merrill said something that makes me realize that he thinks differently than 22-year-old Major League Baseball players. Earlier in the year, he did say he was a hitter and not a walker, but now he knows he needs to change some things because he's been striking out a lot more than last year. And yesterday he said, quote, "I am a hitter, but pitchers will keep expanding and expanding and expanding if I keep chasing." So basically what he's saying is if he stops chasing so much on pitches outside of the zone, especially on the first pitch of plate appearances, he'll be a little bit better. He walked a career-high 3 times yesterday's first game, and he's walked 13 times in 64 plate appearances since June 9th. He walked 8 times in his first 164 plate appearances this season through June 8th. So he is allowing the game to come to him a little bit more. And the reason this tells me that he's going to be a good big leaguer for a very long time is because he's willing to make changes. And he's willing to admit, hey, maybe my way of going about things is not working right now. And pitchers, we can all see it. There was an at-bat against Zach Wheeler on Monday night. And it was, you know, hard in, then out. Then in, then out, and Jackson struck out. And it's because the pitchers are now attacking places that they didn't last year, and Jackson is chasing some of those pitches. You see the high outside fastball that he chases, or the slider, which a lot of people chase, but he chases. So he realizes that if he does not swing at those pitches, then the pitchers are going to have to start throwing in the zone, which is where he can handle the ball. Now, again, I think this is a guy that's way beyond his years because he's able to make this adjustment on the fly, and that is proven in the fact that he's walked 13 times in 64 plate appearances since June 9th when he only walked 8 times in his first 164 plate appearances from the start of the season through June 8th. And it sounds a lot easier for him to just come out and say this. Like, oh yeah, I just need to stop swinging at the pitches that are out of the zone. But he's actually putting it into practice, which things will even out if he's able to do this. If he's able to show pitchers, hey, I'm not going to swing at stuff out of the zone, then pitchers are going to have to start coming into the zone, and then he can do some damage on those pitches. But until he proves the pitchers that he will not swing out at balls outside the zone, then they're going to keep doing the same thing. And sometimes it's really weird for me to be, you know, saying that Jackson Merrill has bad at bats because I've never been in a batter's box at the major league level, only little league and then a little bit after that. But we can all see the struggle at the plate for him. And then you can see him walking back to the dugout like, why did I swing at that pitch outside of the zone? And so if he's going to be able to turn this around, if he's going to be able to recognize things like this throughout his career, then I can't. The sky is the limit for this guy. And even though he's having a tough year so far, he still is making a difference, and he is going to be getting better. I mean, Padres just signed him to a big, long contract extension. So he's going to be here for a while. And this is something I like to see from Jackson Merrill, him saying this. Because in the past, there's been some guys in town that don't want to change their approach. There's been some guys in town that don't want to change how they play the game. But you got to. When someone is exploiting something about your swing or about your approach at the plate, then you have to change it, because they're never going to change things unless you prove to them that you won't fall for that anymore. I just love Jackson Merrill. all the way around. Got his bobblehead in my house. I love everything about Jackson Merrill. Just the way that he plays the game, just the way he like answers things, the way that he thinks about things, and just how awesome he can be at times. I really want to see him get it going to the level that we saw last year. And again, if he does this, if he starts making the pitchers throw to him in the zone, then things are going to turn around because he's a good enough baseball player that he's going to be able to do some damage on some of these pitches. But right now, he's making his strike zone really big, and he needs to shrink it a little bit. And that's what he's doing by not swinging at some of those closer pitches that are outside the zone, because he's making it so that they have to come to him. As what we talked about in the first segment, Mike Schilt says that the Padres need to let the game come to him. So Jackson Merrill is letting the game come to him, and he's seeing results. And walking 13 times in 64 plate appearances shows that, because he did not walk a lot last year. And to come into the season saying I'm a hitter, not a walker, and then kind of realize, hey, maybe I should walk a little bit until I'm getting pitches to hit, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So Jackson Merrill making the adjustments that need to be made, and hopefully it works out for him very, very soon. I'm Matt Scraby. This is Gwynn and Chris. I'm filling in for Tony and Chris. We have a holiday tomorrow, obviously, with July 4th. When we get back, though, we have the Big Five. And we talked about Clayton Kershaw. We talked about Jazz Chisholm Jr. And the Cleveland Browns are doing something that I think is so un-Cleveland-like. And I'll tell you about it in the Big Five when we get back on 97.3 The Fan. Back here in the Odyssey Palace, 97.3 The Fan. Gwynn and Chris filling in for Gwynn and Chris. I'm Matt Scraby. Thank you for joining me. It definitely feels like a holiday out there, everybody. So if you're still working, I'm with you. I'm working right now. Doesn't seem like many people are working right now. I'm, again, the only person here at this radio station right now. I am all on my lonesome. So maybe I should go, like, walk around and do little funny things, like leave little notes in people's notebooks or something like that. I had a friend, or not a friend, well, a coworker. We haven't talked in a very, very long time, but he was a New York Giants fan, and obviously I'm a 49ers fan. So this happened right after the NFC Championship where Eli Manning and Alex Smith battled it out, and the Giants ended up beating the 49ers. Well, one of the things that happened during the game that was one of the biggest mistakes in 49ers history was Kyle Williams let a punt go by, but it brushed his he was receiving a punt. He wanted to let it go by, but it brushed against his leg. Giants recovered it. It was a big deal. Big, big, big deal. So my friend or coworker, ex-coworker, used to just put the picture of Kyle Williams staring at the ball hitting him, and he used to put it in my notebook everywhere. So if I'm going through old notebooks, which I for some reason do a lot, I guess I like to go down memory lane, but I found a picture of Kyle Williams in my notebook and him ruining the NFC Championship for the 49ers. But hey, whatever. It was a long time ago. I haven't forgotten it at all, everybody. I haven't forgotten it at all. If you missed it earlier, we talked to Sam Levitt. We're going to hear from him again at 5:40. He joined us on his day off, which was very nice of him to do so. And we already talked about a little bit about Manny Machado being a all-star starter. But here is what the manager, Mike Schilt, said about Manny Machado after he was named the starting third baseman for the National League's All-Star team.
What have you made of just how important he's been to you guys, given the steadiness and kind of the honor that he receives for what he's done?
Manny's an anchor of our organization, you know, not just our team. Manny's a, you know, one of the many, but right in the front and the face of the organization. And, you know, when you have guys that are that, you know, and then they go and back it up on the field, you know, that's what the big boys do, and Manny's a big boy. And, you know, it's very, very, very well deserved. And like I said, one of the best words I can use is just anchor. You know, he's really the anchor of a lot of what we do here, and he's a steady presence, which is always welcome, you know, not only in his way he goes about it, but clearly the play. You know, the play speaks for itself, and, you know, he showed up today with a big three-run double, and, again, more defensive plays, but You know, Manny's just he's had a really nice year, and he's a big reason why we're in the spot we're in.
I don't know where the Padres would be without Manny right now. There's a couple people we'll talk about at 5 o'clock. I don't know where the Padres would be without, but the more I see Manny play, and the more he does for the Padres, the more I realize how much people are going to miss him when he's gone. And I'm talking about the haters, the ones that don't think that Manny deserves to be on this team or whatever it is. I think that he makes it very easy for us to forget about how difficult it is to find a guy who plays every single day and plays third base at a high level while being able to hit 300 and for a little bit of power. Like, I don't think that we understand what we really have. I mean, some people do. A lot of people do. A lot of fans understand that Manny Machado is great. But I think there are some out there that won't fully understand what Manny Machado meant to this team until Manny Machado is no longer with the team, until he retires, and maybe going into the Hall of Fame. So we should appreciate Manny, and this is a huge honor for him. I mean, he's definitely had a good enough year to be the starting third baseman for the National League team. Max Muncy was the other guy up against him, and seriously, I'm not saying this about Max Muncy because I don't like Max Muncy, but he just didn't have as good of a year as Manny Machado did, or has had so far. He's picked it up recently, and then he got hurt yesterday. Dodgers think that Max Muncy's knee is going to be okay. We'll see what happens with that, but there was no question in my mind that Manny Machado was going to be the starter for the National League at third base. All right, we have the Big Five now, and before we get into the Big Five...
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got a lot to talk about today in the Big Five. We have Clayton Kershaw hitting 3,000 strikeouts. We have, as I just realized, I typed in Jax Chisholm Jr. saying something.
Oh, Jack.
That's Jazz. We also have the New York Knicks hiring a head coach. And then Pat McAfee said something about the Browns' new stadium that I completely 100% agree with. So first,
number five.
We'll start with the Padres. And we all know they played a doubleheader yesterday. And I know this happens for lots of teams. But for a team like the Padres, Tony, I don't know if you're going to like this question. Does this set them back a little bit, or is today's day off enough rest for them? Because other teams do this often. Padres don't usually have doubleheaders.
I knew this was coming.
Like, are they... how much does a doubleheader hurt your team?
I guess it all depends on how much pitching you had to use. I think position players will, especially with an off day behind it, will recover fine. Question is, how many arms did you have to use? And the Padres did all right in terms of what they had to use in the doubleheader. So I don't think there'll be any carryover because of the doubleheader. You had the off day. Guys got to sleep in for the most part today, I would assume. I think it'll be fine.
I'll go with Tony and say I think they'll be fine. I did get a fan question, though, that he was asking, what do players do once they find out the game is postponed? What do you do for the rest of the day? Do you go back to the hotel? Do you guys go out to dinner?
I went out to dinner. Me and Jesse went out to dinner. Okay. We went to this restaurant called Park, which is a French restaurant. It was good. Good stuff. I think it varies. You know, some guys, you know, depending on where we are, when the rain delay happens, they may know someone. They may want to go out and get some food. They may just kick it in their room until the next day. There's some options there. But I would say most guys probably just hang out in the room.
That was a lot of rain. Ben Higgins put up a video of the visitors' clubhouse like getting flooded.
Flooded, yeah.
But anyway.
Number four.
All right, Clayton Kershaw reached a feat not many do last night. He got his 3,000th strikeout for the final out of the sixth inning, freezing White Sox third baseman Vinny Capra with a slider. The 3,000 strikeout club is already a pretty exclusive group of just 20 players, and Kershaw is just the fourth left-hander to achieve the feat.
Yep.
Joining is CC Sabathia, Randy Johnson, Steve Carlton, and Tony, I checked, you are not one of those 3,000 strikeouts against Clayton Kershaw.
I knew that.
You had two at-bats, you went, I believe, 1-for-2.
That's correct.
Off of a future Hall of Famer, so that's good stuff. The question now is, I guess I'm up first, how many 3,000 strikeout pitchers do you think we'll see going forward? I looked into this, just so I knew I had an answer for this.
Look at you.
I don't think we'll see many, but there are still some guys that are at like 2,500 strikeouts, so if they can maybe get there, but 3,000
strikeouts. Who's the closest to 3,000 right now? You didn't get that, though?
No, I did. I just forgot the name right now.
Oh, my Lord.
I think it might be Chris Sale.
Okay. You don't know what the number is, though.
I don't know what the number is. Give me 1 second. This is so messy.
Oh, man.
Actually, no, it is... it's not Chris Sale. It's Justin Verlander. He's got 3,471 strikeouts. He's the highest active player 3, right now.
3,400? Is that what you said?
471. Max Scherzer, 3,419.
I don't know if they're going to make it.
Clayton's got 3,000. The next one. Okay, there's Chris Sale. 2,528.
How old is Chris Sale?
Chris Sale is, let's see, how old is he? He's in his 30s. He's 36.
I don't think he's going to make it either. 4,000 we're talking?
No, we're talking 3,000.
3,000, okay. Yeah. Well, Verlander and him already got there.
I know, I don't know why I mentioned him. This question threw me off for some reason. I have no idea why.
It's your own question.
I know. I don't know why. Chris Sale, though, is the next active guy. 28.
He's going to get there.
So he needs like 400. I'm not even going to do that. 472, maybe. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Next 3 years, 4 years.
Wait, you said how many does he have? 38?
2,528.
Oh, 2,500. Okay, got you.
Right below him, though, Felix Hernandez, which you hit a home run against. King Felix.
Yeah, he's not pitching anymore, so he's not going
to
get there.
No, he's not going to get there. But I just wanted to mention that to make me look smart after I just fumbled that entire question. But
all right, nonetheless.
Your answer is you don't think many 3,000 strikeout pitchers are going to happen going forward.
Unless things change in terms of starters, you know, and seeing them. Like, if there are more staffs doing what the Phillies rotation is doing, or they're going 6-7 innings.
Yeah.
And they're a strikeout guy. Yeah, yeah. But as long as, you know, you don't have the innings to be able to get there, it's going to be difficult.
Zach Wheeler, 1761. So he's got a long way to go. But anybody can get there. It's probably Zach Wheeler, one of those guys. All right.
Wheeler's at how much?
1721.
Yeah.
Number three.
Playing out of position has been a major topic this year in baseball, and we had another player comment this week, and it's Yankees second baseman, now third baseman, Jazz Chisholm Jr. He talked to the media about it. After revealing the Yankees told him he would only play second base this year, he told The Athletic, quote, "Everybody knows I'm a second baseman. Of course I want to play second base, but whatever it takes to help the team win. If that's what the team chooses, that's what I got to do. I don't write the lineups. I'm playing every day, so it's hard to be upset. Yes, I know I'm a second baseman. Yes, I know I'm better at second base. But at the end of the day, I still have to play third. I just have to deal with it," end quote. My question, Tony, why bring it up if you want to do what's best for the team? And I looked to see if someone was asking, and I could not find out why this topic came up.
I'm sure someone asked him about it. He just randomly called the media over and was like, "Hey, come on over here, guys. I want to tell
you something."
For you. I mean, so he was asked about it. Of course he was. And so your question is, why bring it up? I don't know that he brought it up. I think I'm.
Could he have answered this better?
I thought his answer was good.
Okay.
He said he was being truthful. Of course I want to play second base, but basically I'm going to do what the team's asking me to do. Not everybody looks at it that way, as we know. And so, you know, I think I didn't have a problem with his answer. I think you were just looking for something there, Scrape.
The Yankees told him he would only play second base this year. I think what happens here is that teams need to stop telling players they're only going to play one position.
They shouldn't. They certainly should know better than to guarantee, like, make it seem like it. But I'm sure that when Jazz is smart, I'm sure when the injury happened,
He knew
that he was probably going to have to shift over. There was a chance. I'm sure there was some communication in that, which allowed him to kind of get there. Not that he needed help to get there, but if he did, it would have allowed him to kind of get himself there to be able to do it. He played third there last year when he got traded, so it's not like a foreign thing to him.
Does this all much just make Rafael Devers look worse and worse? Because you got two guys now. You got Jazz, and then there was another guy earlier who said the same thing.
Again, we don't know what the communication was. I don't know that Jazz or whoever the other individual you're talking about would have felt like they needed that. But certainly Devers was one of those dudes. And you knew that, though. So I don't know. It doesn't make Devers look good. Because I think we've said that for me, he could have certainly portion of
both sides
better, but you know the fact that Jazz in particular has been like, cool, wherever you need me, doesn't look good. But we also don't know if the communication was better there or different from what Devers got.
The only thing I would say is Aaron Boone probably just rolls his eyes and is like, now I got to deal with these questions from the New York media. Why did you tell Jazz he was only going to play second base? Aaron Boone's really good at dealing with the media.
Aaron Boone knows he's in New York, and that's what they do. Like, this isn't
they question.
This is light work for they ain't really pressing him. They just asked him. I'm sure, man, they just asked him about playing second base, and you know, maybe trying to get him to be mad and
nudge.
Trying to push him out there, but he didn't take the bait.
Good for him. I think Jazz is born to play in New York. He's just good.
He seems like
his personality.
Well.
Yeah. Is good.
He handles it well,
yes,
you know. So
he does.
At least right now, it's early.
Let's see what
second
happens.
Season, right?
Let's see what happens. The New York Knicks have reportedly hired Mike Brown to be their next head coach, according to reports. This will be the fourth time he has been made head coach of a team. Started with the Cavs, went to the Lakers, then he went back to the Cavs, and then the latest head coaching hire for him was with the Kings, but was let go after 2.5 seasons. So I'm up first. Is this the right move? I don't know, but I don't think it's a splash that they wanted to make. When, like, nothing against Mike Brown. He seems like a good coach. Obviously, he was with the Golden State Warriors for many years while they were playing. He was an assistant coach while they were winning championships. But, like, why has he been let go from so many jobs? That's my question. And if I'm the Knicks, I'm asking that question. Why do you keep getting fired from head coaching jobs? That's where my concern would be if I'm a Knicks fan. Like, why this guy? Why not try someone else? But why a guy who's already been through four head coaching tenures? Tony, what? Is this the right move?
I think it's the best move they can make. They've bungled this in a major, major way. You know, firing their head coach that had gotten them to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals, and then not having a plan, or thinking so highly of their organization that they would just be able to walk into any organization and take their head coach. And it did not work out. And so, you know, Mike Brown, and the irony of this is Mike Brown was fired by a team who he had also helped get further than they mm-hmm. had been.
And Kings.
Matter of fact, I think he might have been coach of the year before he got fired. So it's they're all rolling in the same, these teams are rolling in the same groups, right? I mean,
yeah.
They're firing the coach that they have that in both of these cases got them further than they had been in it forever. And so Kings fire and they move on to Doug Christie, a homegrown Sacramento guy, and the Knicks fire Tom Thibodeau, who had gotten them, I said, to the Eastern Conference Finals back-to-back seasons, and they got rid of him for a guy that just got let go from the Kings and had gotten them farther than whatever. So I think it's the best they could do. They played themselves thinking they were just going to waltz into Dallas or waltz into whatever you consider the best coach in the league and just be able to take them.
Yeah, we're the Knicks. Do, 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 do.
Right.
You're going to be hired by us.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Perfect timing.
It's been a while since we've played that one. Been a while.
Number one.
The Cleveland Browns took a big step forward in getting a new stadium for their team after the governor of Ohio signed a document that would put money towards the stadium. Now, Pat McAfee talked about this, and he made a great point. The roof of this new stadium is not going to be retractable. It's going to be fully enclosed dome, and Clevelanders, according to Pat McAfee, want their football outside. The reason for the roof is to try and lure a Super Bowl and or a Final Four to the stadium down the road, maybe even a WrestleMania I saw. So, Tony, you're up first. Is Browns football meant to be played outside?
This is a really good question.
Thank you. Pat McAfee coming up with the content.
I think it is meant to be played outside, but what type of long-lasting impact can hosting a Super Bowl in the city of Cleveland?
Does someone want to go to Cleveland for a Super Bowl?
That's a good question, but
in the middle of February.
Everybody goes to, I mean, they went to Minnesota.
I was at Minnesota. Yeah. It was cold.
Was there people there?
There were, but we were cold.
But there were people there.
There were people there.
They made a lot of money.
Where there was a couple icicles out there, people that turned into ice.
Well, get yourself ready for some more icicles, because this was, I want to say no, like they, or I should say yes, it's meant to be played
outdoor.
But man, I'm sure the city of Cleveland itself could use, you know, a boost in the economy like a Super Bowl coming out. Granted, that's just a one-off thing, but those type of, I remember when the first Super Bowl was here, that's how we got Fashion Valley Mall up to where it was.
Because they had to put money into it.
The upgrade was there.
Yeah.
And so now, I mean, you're looking at another renovation of it now or just finished.
Yeah.
But that first one came right after that Super Bowl, right during that time. And I can't.
It's an economic boost.
It has to be. So I think there's both answers. Two things can be true in this situation. Cleveland Browns football should be played outdoor.
Yeah.
But you're weighing that versus the kind of economic.
Yeah, I don't think they care because the owners are going to be like, "Hey, give me that money."
I think that's how it always goes.
It's really
hard to imagine the Browns being anything but outside and cold.
Yeah, and near the lake. They're going to move away from the lake. AJ Hawk was saying on this Pat McAfee segment he doesn't like it. He said Clevelanders want to be in the snow. It's part of their identity.
It is.
Why not make a retractable roof? I know it's not that easy.
Because it's super expensive.
I understand
that. Is there one in the NFL?
Retractable roof?
Yes.
There's got to be.
I don't think there is.
There has to be. Yes, there is.
Who?
Arizona.
Okay.
Arizona's a retractable roof.
They're the only one. Is it a retractable roof or does the field just come outside?
They open the top.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of somewhere else,
I think that's the only one.
That is kind of crazy. Never thought about that.
Because football stadiums are huge.
And they're supposed to be outdoors. So, there you go.
I'm just saying.
Like, Cleveland. This is not for you.
This isn't for you. Yeah,
I am not a fan of this. I am not a fan of the Browns moving indoors because Jimmy Haslam wants to make a couple bucks off the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's supposed to be outside.
Yeah, outside it is. All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, I'm going to update you on the news of the day. Plus, we still have an interesting thought about Sandy Alcantara we'll talk about on 97.3 The Fan.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.